Okay, before I crack open my own bottle of wine, I have a quick question. Do you need to stock your wine rack for Bachelor Mondays? Bright Cellars has you covered. Bright Cellars Wine Subscription Service delivers 4 personalized wine bottles straight to your door each month, just in time for the next week's episode. So start by taking their fun 7-question quiz about things like your favorite chocolate, your go-to drink, and the Bright Cellars algorithm will generate a custom flavor profile to recommend wines you'll actually enjoy. And they find hundreds of unique hidden gems from small vineyards from all over the world, including Italy, Spain, Portugal, and South America. I took the quiz, actually. It was the kind of quiz that I like, and I got paired with a lot of Pinot Grigios and Cabernet Sauvignons. If you give them a try and dislike any bottle, your wine concierge will even help you find the perfect replacement bottle for your next shipment. Take the quiz to see your wine matches. If you choose to order them, Off the Vine listeners will get 50% off when they visit www.brightcellars.com/offthevine. That's brightcellars, as in wine cellar, .com/offthevine for 50% off. You're welcome.
The following program is a PodcastOne.com presentation. Okay, are you ready to shake things up?
Yes, I am.
Well, Caitlin Bristow is creating a space where girls and gents can feel empowered to be themselves. Because there's more to life than Instagram, right?
What's that supposed to mean?
Welcome to Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow. Now here's Caitlin.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Off the Vine. Sometimes I feel like I need my own theme song coming into the podcast.
Create one.
I should.
Yes.
Just so everybody knows, that's the voice of Cleo, who is our guest for today, that we will get into, but she, just so if you hear her chime in, it's not like some random weirdo.
I'm here.
She's here. But I feel like I need a song like about Off the Vine, or a rap, actually. Like, I like the guy's voice. He comes in and he's like, now here's Caitlin Bristow, which I love because it's so radio. But I feel like I need a rap. Like, what rhymes with vine? Oh my gosh, I can't believe I just said that out loud.
Wine.
Caitlin B is off the vine, yo. Podcasting, drinking wine, hoes. Oh, no, I went too far.
Oh.
I just probably offended some innocent hoe out there who might be a really nice hoe.
Really nice.
I went, okay, let's try it again. Caitlin Bristow's off the vine, drinking wine all the time. Those who listen laugh a lot, and those who don't can go to www.hell.
Yay.
.com/org.
You know what? We're going to work on that
rap. We'll work on that.
Yeah, you know, we're going to work on it.
We'll work on it. Anywho, the rosé is flowing over here. Yes. Rosé is flowing.
Joie from BC.
Joie. Oh, is that all that's left?
Yeah, it's gone.
I feel like there's a huge bottle of Canadian whiskey behind us, and I'm not mad.
And there's a huge,
thing of vodka. Belvedere. Except for vodka's my, like, nasty juice. When I'm on it, I turn into a raging bitch.
I've seen it.
Nobody else needs to. Anyhow, I feel like, okay, you guys know that I like to just shoot the stuff with my listeners about my week. Today, I thought I would start off by talking about traveling. Because in case you haven't noticed, Sean and I travel, like, a lot. And I find traveling, I mean, it can be stressful AF. Is that how you use that term? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think so.
You don't say the actual, like, as
no.
bad
AF.
Word?
Yeah.
Stressful AF.
Feel like I'm too old. I feel like it's more for when you're writing a caption on Instagram. But
oh,
we can
say it out loud.
I don't know, but let's go with it. Let's roll with it.
Like, one time I texted my girlfriend and I said, yeah, I'm like this/this, but I spelled out slash instead of doing the actual slash. AF.
So okay. Much better.
Anyways, traveling, especially with your significant other, I feel like packing, being on time, making connections, you're always tired. It can be uncomfortable. It's a lot of unknown. I don't know about you, but I don't like unknown. It stresses me out. And I can't imagine adding kids to the mix for all you moms out there, but everyone is set in their own ways traveling. But luckily, Sean and I both enjoy, you know, being casually late, usually using the saying, whatever happens, happens, going with the flow. I feel like we're both pretty laid back. So I would say to a fault, but we legit are two peas in a freaking pod. And when one person is slacking, I feel like the other one steps up their game. But it was something I definitely thought about when I was getting engaged after the show, knowing I would have to travel with somebody constantly. I was so nervous because I get annoyed like pretty easily, especially with people who are very calculated and always on a strict schedule and can't just fly by the seat of their pantaloons. There, I just showed my age there. I said AF, but I also said pantaloons.
We'll get there.
We'll get there. I feel like Sean, just cool as a cucumber, and he's someone that I love traveling with. He's so much fun. And I remember after thinking the first week together, like, he better be easy to travel with. You know, you get engaged, it's alive after the final rose. And then from the moment you're on stage and you're finally together as a couple, you just jump into a car and onto a plane and you're out in the real world. And you're like, whoa, what just happened? It was so quick. We got to the LAX airport and people are like, I had the episode recording. Now I know the ending. And we're like, yep, see ya. And we jumped on a plane and we decided to make date nights out of our plane rides because we're on a plane so often. So we'll bring a deck of cards. Even though Sean doesn't like to play cards, which I find extremely weird. We watch movies together, have a glass of wine, hold hands. I feel like we're pretty cute when we travel. Not bad.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, some people get stressed out. I feel like we're, like, in our cutest moments when we're traveling.
You can tell in your Insta stories.
And I show the world on my Insta stories. But, yeah, we like to be real. It is fun. 100% of the time, no. No. But sometimes I just want to rip his testes out. And I'm sure sometimes you feel the same way about me. But 90% of the time, we have a blast traveling. And I feel like that's a big percentage. Am I still talking about traveling? I feel like I looked over at you.
I don't know.
You did. I looked over at you and I'm like, she does not give a shit about my traveling schedule, which means maybe nobody does right now. And you're all just like, hey, Caitlin, get back to the ads. Those were more interesting than your travel stories. Shut up, Caitlin. What do you think? This is your own podcast?
Okay. Sorry, I'm tuning in again.
Get back, and we're back.
Yeah, and we're back.
Speaking of traveling, I have my girlfriend in the studio, my brand manager, entrepreneur, Cleo. I call her Cleepy, and I'm going to let you pronounce your own last name.
Yeah, De La Llave.
Oh, say it again.
No, it's like when people are like, so how do you spell that? It's like D-E space L-A space again L-L.
Yes, that's two L's in a row.
Yes. It's the worst.
It is, but it's like a very, very sexy name.
Oh, thank you.
Say your name for everybody.
Well, if I'm saying it in Spanish, like Cleo de la Llave.
Again.
Cleo de la Llave.
Teach me.
De
la
llave.
Llave.
Because the two L's make yeah. De la llave. Whoa, that's the best you've ever said it.
That is.
Yes.
Wow, that was... Oh, I'm like, God. Anyways.
Good job, Beans.
Thank you. If anybody doesn't know, Beans is my nickname. Everybody in Vancouver calls me Beans.
Yes.
And it's so funny because then I go on the show and everybody knows me as Caitlin. And nobody in my life calls me Caitlin. Like, my whole family calls me Kate, Katie, yeah. Beans.
Beaner,
my dad calls me Molly, Dolly. Like, I've got the weirdest nicknames, but nobody calls me Caitlin. And now, so when people, even sometimes Sean, if he doesn't say babe, he says Caitlin. I'm like, what'd I do? Like when your mom says your middle name. Yeah. I'm like, anyways, but yes, we were talking about traveling, which mm-hmm. obviously makes so much sense to be talking to you. We'll get into, we have stories that you can laugh at me about building a brand, about Caitlin, the businesswoman who, business, I didn't even know how to spell that until I came off the show.
I'll attest to
that.
I'm
like, B-U. I'm lost. So Cleo started Flock,
yes.
Which is tying into traveling. So tell us about Flock. What is Flock? F-L-O-K.
F-L-O-K, yes. So we also have the domain wannaflock.com or flock.me.
The website is
weflock.com.
Love a good pun.
We want to change traveling. Mm-hmm. It's a long-distance rideshare app, and it all came to be because back in the day, I didn't have a car, and mm-hmm. same with Nadine, who's my business partner. Mm-hmm. And we realized that we had spent $1,100 to go to Kelowna for the weekend, which is in the interior in BC. Yeah, because we flew to Kelowna, and then we had to rent a car and then go to Revelstoke to visit her parents.
Okay.
But there's a few things. It's like, I feel like now we're so connected mm-hmm. with our mobiles and on social media.
Yes.
And obviously, we're very involved in that world. But I love getting to meet people. But mm-hmm. I don't meet new people a lot very often anymore. Do you?
No, because we are so tuned into our mobile devices.
Yeah.
Why did I just call cell phone mobile device?
Because you're a businesswoman.
A cellular mobile device. And we're so tuned into that, and everybody's so busy, and everybody's doing that nobody takes time to have conversation anymore or meet new people unless it's on an app.
On an app. Like, exactly. So what we're trying to do is get people to connect by doing a road trip together.
Which is so much fun because
so much fun.
Road trips can be so much fun. You get a good group of people together through this app.
Yeah.
And you flock together.
You flock there.
And you go to... So like music festivals would be a big one.
Yeah, music festivals is where we think is there's just such a good opportunity because mm-hmm. you're meeting people that like the same music as you do, the same, you know, it's the like-minded people. You're driving there. A lot of times your friends are already there. So you'll go on the app, you'll post your ride in that community. So let's say it's Coachella, and then you post your ride and then say, I have 3 seats available, and then you can sell your seats. So you can, it's just honestly true cost sharing model. So you're covering the cost of travel. Mm-hmm. But it's really popular actually in Europe, in Asia, now in South America. Like it's so popular there. And I experienced it in Europe and I'm like, how is this not a thing in North America?
So you're bringing it to North America.
Well, yeah, I can't believe it. You know, like people Uber, people Airbnb. That's why are you not sharing travel?
That is such a good point because that is a cost that I'm sure people would travel more if they had a group of people to travel with.
For sure.
And it was cheaper.
Yeah.
And you think about how people meet these days. It's on reality television and it's also on apps like Bumble. You can find your new BFF on Bumble. You can find your life partner. You can now find ride shares. And
because there's no pressure. Like, you know what? Right. I mean, maybe we will be Tinder on wheels. Who knows? But you don't have that pressure in terms of like, let's meet at the restaurant and it's just you and me looking into each other's eyes.
Maybe people will end up flocking on your flock ride.
Exactly.
With a seatbelt on, of course. With your seatbelt on.
Maybe parked.
Parked. There you go.
But it's just like creating natural conversation and getting to actually know someone because you're in a confined space. Mm-hmm. And maybe, you know, like maybe you guys aren't like maybe it'll be an interesting conversation, but you're getting to know someone different than you as well. So it's left to the unknown.
I love it.
And you know what? The biggest thing I think what I'm most excited about is the positive environmental impact. Like I love this about our generation. We actually care about the environment, which is why a lot of
people. Thank you, Leonardo DiCaprio.
Thank you. Yes, absolutely. But, you know, I think it's just something that a lot of people now don't have cars anymore because they care about travel and experiences, but they still need to get there.
That's true.
And then hopefully it's connecting people. Okay, think about Coachella. People wait 6 hours to get there. They're on the highway. It usually takes you an hour and a half to go from LA to Palm Springs.
Yeah.
It can take up to 6 hours.
So that's now crazy. You pack numerous people into one car.
Let's reduce the traffic.
Make some friends out of it. Yeah. Save the world.
Exactly. And you reduce the traffic. Yeah. Anyway.
I think it's brilliant. I think it's such a good idea.
Thanks, Caitlin.
I will support you. Did you just call me Caitlin?
Yeah. I wanted to see if you were going to get it.
I sure did. Like, where are we? Who are you talking to right now?
I know.
No, I think it's genius. I think, and you're such a little businesswoman. Oh. Like, you are. You're a little entrepreneur. You've done so much. Like, for me, we can get into that. I feel like, maybe we should get...
Let's talk about you.
Should we do that?
Yeah,
okay.
I think we should.
I always feel so guilty talking about myself on my own podcast.
No. This is why I'm here, because I know... So we're supposed to be real on this podcast, right? So I can tell stories won't get mad at me?
Well, Sean might, but... No, I always say I want this podcast to be very me as an open book. I'm here to share my embarrassing stories.
Stories. Because you say it like that, it doesn't mean I'm going to be nicer to you.
No, I know. That's okay. But I just feel like you've to me it's so interesting because I was thrown into a world of television which I have never been a part of, and I was spat out, and then you are on your own from there. It's not like I had agents or, you know, I've got a talent agency that I've been working with and like working towards being on TV. I was thrown in and spat out and you don't know where to go. But I knew that I wanted to do something that was going to be for the long haul.
Yeah.
And so it was so interesting to me because as you come off as a contestant of The Bachelor, you have people coming at you, PR agencies, agents, brand managers, just wanting to throw anything at you because they make money off of that too. And so to me, I was like, oh my gosh, like I came from working like as a spin instructor and in restaurants, and you're telling me I can make that much money if I tell people I wear a waist trainer and like it's like a little corset that I look like I can't breathe and I work out in it. You're going to pay me to post that? Okay. And you were there to be like, no. I am not only going to be your PR brand manager. I'm going to be your friend right now. And it was really nice because I have worked with some people who clearly just care about the dollar signs and just throwing brands at me from every angle. And to me, I mean, I was like, I didn't understand, and you were there as a friend and a brand manager, and you definitely care about my longevity.
I always said, I'm like, Caitlin, let's look at the long term here. Yes. The short term doesn't, yeah, because it is so tempting, right? And it is such a new world.
It is.
But I think it helped that I knew you from before, and we all knew you. We're like, Caitlin, you are such an entertainer. You just have that magic. You're in the room. Everyone is just like drawn to you. And when we were in Vegas and you're waiting to see if you're going to get on The Bachelor, and I'm like, you know what? This is going to be such an amazing opportunity because now so many more people are going to get to see how awesome and infectious you are because you don't meet a lot of people like you. And I'm not a funny person at all, but I feel like when I'm with you, I'm like, oh my God, I'm hilarious. And like, you just like bring like that really fun side out of everyone. And I was so excited for you, for everyone else to see it.
Thank you.
So I knew that we're like, okay, well, you know what? Let's capitalize on it because you have like, you have so much to offer. Mm-hmm. And then you, like you've always said, and you do have such a big, big, big heart. And mm-hmm. I think that sometimes maybe not everyone knows that as much. And you wanted to have a platform where you could make a difference. Cause at the end of the day, that's what really matters to you. And I was like, okay, let's do this. Let's do this, Beans.
You really did. Like you were prepared from the beginning of going on the show where I was more like, oh, what does this all mean? Like, who knows if I'll even make it past night one? What's going to happen? You had a vision for me and you cared, which again is so hard to find in this industry. And you didn't want to just whore me out to all these brands and be like, you get your teeth white, your tummy tucked, you get your waist trainer. And again,
but you wouldn't tell me about those at first. And then I would see it and I was like, no, she didn't.
Right. Yeah, because I would just do it. I'd be like, what do you mean? Okay, I'll take the paycheck. Cha-ching. Bye. Bye. No. And then I realized, like, I saw the reaction from fans. I never like to say the word fans because I don't believe
they're fans.
No, that's so weird to me.
Your followers.
Loyal followers. And I saw their reaction and I was like, I don't want to piss these people off. They are invested in my love story. They're invested in me as a human being. And I'm going to sacrifice some serious cash money right now to, you know, only put out things that I care about. And that was because I had you guiding me. But it was so funny because obviously I'm not against anything that these people post, like all the flat tummy. I have this conversation with Tanner at, I don't even know if I can say it. It was in People Magazine, Carly and Evan's wedding. I'm like, yeah, can I talk about this? We were talking to Tanner about it, and he's got a career, he's got a job, and he's in sales, and he's you know just raking in what he can, riding the reality TV wave, mm-hmm. and I think it's genius because people want to support him.
Yeah.
He's a hardworking man with such a lovely wife. I love Jade. They're a beautiful couple, and now they're expecting a child, and they're building their first home. And, you know, I always say, people got to eat, you know?
It opens up so many doors.
And it does. So I think it's great for Tanner and Jade. And I think that every time I see him post or them post anything that's an endorsement, I like it because I'm like, good for you. You make that money, and you build that family, and you do everything you can right now, and you've also got a career to fall on.
Yeah. And I think it's like now more than ever, like people see through things. So it's like needs to be authentic. And that's what, you know, you said you're like, I'm only going to work with brands because it is a partnership. You know, yeah. you get to know about the brand that I feel truly passionate about.
Yes.
We just did one, you know, about sleeping. Like, I don't know anyone who likes more sleep than you do. And you truly loved that bed. So, of course, it's such a natural fit. But if it's not real, like, your audience will see through it. So that's
exactly.
why, you know, you're like, no, I'm only going to do it if I'm truly passionate about it.
And that's the same thing, even with starting like ads and stuff for this podcast, I have made sure, like, yes, I'm reading these ads and yes, mm-hmm. I have to be, it's a free podcast and that's part of the program, but I also make sure, and Podcast One makes sure that I get these brands and that they're ones that align with me and that I can relate to them and I can try them out and they can send me product. And if they don't work with my brand, I hope my following now knows that I won't work with them.
Yes.
You know, I will turn down the money to stay true to my brand and to what people believe in and what I believe in. And so,
but this is where we can talk about the growth of Beaner, because now yes. you do, you're like, no, sorry, like, that's not a product that I love, so that, like, because you care about your audience,
right?
But that, you know, it's like, I think it took a little while and it's been the most yeah. interesting thing to see how much, I don't know if I've ever seen anyone grow as much as you have in the last 2 years. It's been so cool.
And I feel like from so many different perspectives, yes. like when it comes to business, like, I didn't even, like, people would be like, I emailed you. I'd be like, you email? Yeah, what do you mean? Why didn't you just text me or call me? Why would you send me an email? That is so weird.
Even text messages. You'd only text message me if it was something to do about personal, not business. You're like, nah, I don't want to deal with that. I was like, okay, so how am I ever going to get an answer?
I didn't understand it. Like, it just didn't. No. It wasn't something I had ever, like growing up, my life was dancing. I was yes. in the dance studio 6 to 7 days a week. I would I got a job when I was, I don't know, like 16 for the first time, and I was like, nope, this ain't for me. Nope, I'll go back to dancing. And my family was so supportive with my dance career that they helped me through everything. And then I moved to Vancouver to dance. I was dancing with the company. I was cheerleading out there. And I just never understood business. Mm-hmm. And because I never really cared to, I always thought I'd be
yeah.
a dancer.
Yeah.
Or, you know, some sort of performer. And education was not my strong suit. Is that even a saying?
Yes. Strong suit? I think so. Hey, you're asking the wrong person.
No,
I don't
I'm
know
asking
any
a businesswoman.
Like, English is my third language. I do not know anything.
Stop being so sexy, no, Cleo. No, sorry, English is my third language. I only speak French and Spanish and then perfect English. Hey, guys, she's single. Are you?
I am.
Oh, yeah. Cleo's single. Ben Higgins. Cough, Ben Higgins. Cough.
Yeah, you keep just putting that in my ear there.
He needs to be single for a little while.
Oh,
but
yeah. Seemed like a great guy.
Great guy.
And good values.
Well, as far as I know.
Yeah, well, seemed like it.
Ben, if you're
anyways.
No, but you're single and I don't understand it, but especially with a name like that. Three languages, guys. Businesswoman. Really not bad on the eyes, I'll tell you that for free. No charge. She's cute.
Okay, stop it. I'm blushing.
I know you are. Okay, fine. Back to me.
Back to you.
Fine. Let's get back to me.
This is going to be the worst. It's going to be me laughing because I'm always
that's
laughing.
Why I brought you in here is because I'm just like, you think I'm so funny.
I do.
A lot of my best friends try to take me down a notch because they're like, you're funny, but like, get over yourself.
Not that funny, but I do.
But you're like,
no,
you're that funny.
Yeah. That's why you like me so much. That's why you've kept me around, I think.
That's part of it, but yeah. also because you're making me a lot of money right now.
And that too.
Also because you are totally making me money. Okay, everybody, we have to take a quick break, but don't you deserve a break? Especially after a whole day of work, when you need that break the most, not everyone can hire a private chef. But what if I told you that you can? I want you to meet Green Chef. Each week, Sean and I get quick, easy, and delicious recipes and beautiful seasonal organic ingredients delivered right to our door. I love that Green Chef's produce has no GMO, no synthetic pesticides, no growth hormones, no steroids, and no other gross artificial stuff. What I do get is clean, tasty goodness. I can feel great about what I eat and where it comes from. Actually, I didn't tell Sean that this was like a Green Chef meal, and we ended up cooking and having so much fun. Sean was like, I think I'm a really good cook. I'm like, no, actually, you're following instructions, and they chopped it all out for you, but cool. We're loving the omnivore and carnivore meal kits, but guess what? We can change our meal plan whenever we want. If we want to try some vegetarian dinners or even go to paleo, it's easy for us to switch between meal plans week to week. I love the flexibility. So go to greenchef.us/vine because Green Chef is giving all my lovely Vine listeners $50 off Green Chef box. Just go to greenchef.us/vine, that's V-I-N-E, to get $50 off.
Do you see the deals on these brands? Of course you can't. This is a podcast. But when you go to Ross this spring, you'll see brands you know at prices you love. We're talking all the shoes, hues, and ooze at 20 to 60% off department store prices. Go see the savings at Ross.
Hey, everyone. It's former WWE host Lillian Garcia. Let me ask you a question. Do you ever wonder how your favorite stars make it to the big time? Then come check out my new show, Chasing Glory, with Lillian Garcia on podcastone.com. Hear me chat with some of your favorite athletes and entertainers about their rise to the top. It's about to get real, raw, and inspiring. So join me for new episodes every Monday on podcastone.com, the new Podcast One app, or subscribe on Apple Podcasts.
You're listening to Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow.
Can I tell everyone a story? This is where I'm just going to be, I don't hope, it might embarrass you, but.
I'm going to set this up. Caitlin in her 20s, okay?
Yes.
Did not give any Fs.
No.
Zero. If I had a whole pocket full of Fs and all you, and I was hanging from a cliff and all you, no, you were hanging from a cliff and all you needed was one F to save your life and I had a whole pocket full of them, I wouldn't give you one. I would. See, this is what, you think I'm funny, but this is actually a Chris Rock joke.
Oh, you see. Okay, I don't know.
But it totally works because I
wouldn't have known.
I really did not give any Fs. And it got me in some trouble sometimes because I hurt people's feelings. I didn't care. I just was like selfish, which in a way is good because I think it really led me in the direction to get to know myself and love myself and be where I am today. But I also feel like I just didn't care enough. And I was on my own schedule. And if I wasn't going to make rent, I'd be like, well, I'll figure it out. And I'd call my dad and
daddy.
Yeah. I'd call every my month. Mom the next week. And I really didn't have, I just kind of went with the flow a little bit too much. And my whole family called me a gypsy and I would just do whatever, go wherever, figure it out later. That was like my life motto. And going on to the show, I was like, you know what? I'm almost 30. I really am ready to find somebody. I really want to grow up. Yeah. And the timing was perfect. So I go into the show, start giving some Fs, and came out of the show wanting to build a brand and do good things and do the right things and make a career out of it because I'm like, well, I'm not going to go back to the restaurant or like teaching spin because it's crazy. You can't come off a TV show and go back to your normal life. You can't.
No.
People are always things like, get a job. What do you do? And I'm like, well, actually, I have a better job now than I ever did. But I really wanted to become this like, not a businesswoman, but really like build something that was going to last and that benefited myself and others.
Exactly.
And enter Cleo.
Enter, yes.
And so Cleo, Cleo knew me before the show.
Yes.
During the show, after the show.
Yeah.
So let's start with that.
Well, it was very interesting because I had never worked with anyone who A, didn't get back to my emails, wouldn't answer my calls.
Whoopsies.
I was like, there are things on the line here.
Yep.
I was like, can you sign this document? You're like, how do I do that
online? I didn't understand anything.
No, it was like walking you through everything. Single step. Mm-hmm. And it's just been interesting because
that's why you have the patience of a freaking saint because I would not be able to put up with me. I would be like, you know what? This is a freaking screen door on a submarine. This chick is useless.
Let me tell you, a couple times I'm like, I just don't know if this can ever be a thing.
I don't blame you at all.
And so we ended up doing a really fun partnership collaboration and we went to Toronto. Mm-hmm. And but as we were going to Toronto, everything on the back end, which you didn't know about, was just there disaster. There was contracts were being breached. Like it just they weren't written properly. And honestly,
and you guys have to deal with that. And in my mind, I'm just like, yeah, I signed paper. Give me the money. I'm in Toronto. Let's go drink.
Oh my, I was just like getting on the flight. I've never been so happy not to get Wi-Fi or being connected. Because I'm like, no one can get a hold for me right now. I have 4 hours to just like stress about it, but not be...
They not answered anybody.
No, we have a good friend that lives in LA and she came and saved the day.
Yeah.
But it was just, there was so much going on. And then I see you at the hotel and I was like, oh no. I knew right away. I was like, Caitlin is not in the right state of mind.
Yeah.
I'm like, you were so exhausted from so much traveling. There was so much pressure on like so many sides. You and Sean had actually just gotten in a fight. Mm-hmm. And I believe like I was
Who even knows what it was about either?
Oh, like, no, it was your guys' fight or over nothing. I'm like, are you guys really fighting about this? Like, you guys just love each other so much.
Well, because we're both in such a unique, weird position that stress was so high.
Well, that was traveling. Right after the show.
Right. And we're just like, oh my gosh, like, when can we be like normal?
You were exhausted.
Mentally drained.
Yes. And actually, you were in Vancouver before, mm-hmm. and you remember Bree's son had a truck or something in his hand, and he had waved his hand, and you had a black eye, and you were going to have to be on TV all the next day.
Yeah. And this is when rumors were like, going off like either I'm pregnant or
you had broken up.
We've broken up and now I'm walking into a TV interview with a black eye and it's like Sean beats her and we're like, oh my gosh, what next?
Oh yeah, you were so worried. You knew what people were gonna say about that.
Yeah.
And then so I remember you were in the other room and you were crying and I was in the other room with the lawyers on the phone and when I told our friend this, she's like, you can't even write this stuff.
Yeah.
So then we wake up the next day. We had to wake up at 5 a.m., which was 2 a.m. Vancouver time. Ugh. So of course, like just exhausted. And I'm like, I don't think Caitlin can even, you were so tired that you had no energy. And we were just about to shoot a commercial. Mm-hmm. And I started like singing and dancing. And I'm like, Cleo, you need to find everything you have in you to like just like pump her up and just get her because this is a very important deal.
But who does that as a brand man? Like, usually people are like, freaking suck it up, yo. You were just on TV. You got a big following. You're about to make money. Suck it up. And they're like, get up. We'll have the car out front. You were like such a friend and a trooper. Aww. And I was in such a bad mental state of just exhaustion. Like,
With
a black eye. And I didn't think I could do it. I remember laying there being like, I can't do this.
I actually for a moment didn't know if you could do it.
Because being on, people don't understand. And I think this is a really hard thing for people to grasp is that I can't be Caitlin all the time that you think I am. Mm-hmm. And it's, I mean, I'm a very happy, bubbly, big personality, and on Snapchat, I'm this certain way, and Instagram and everything, and on the show, but in real life, like, if I'm having a bad day, and you come up and go, oh my gosh, can you say Rick, and can we take a selfie, and if I don't respond with, like, that
enthusiasm,
people are like, what a bitch. I met Caitlin today, and she wasn't very nice, and I'm like, actually, I had like a migraine and like was on 2 hours of sleep and I just didn't like I can't be on at all times. Yeah. And that's how I was feeling in that moment was I came off the show. I was on every day. Every day I was
so
on.
So many shows.
And trying to please so many people, whether it be guys, producers, creators of the show. So much pressure is on you. And nobody thinks about that the same way I don't think about your back end of dealing with my stuff. And nobody thinks that. So in that moment, I was like, I can't do this.
Yeah. I honestly didn't think you could. And because obviously you didn't know what was going on in the back end, mm-hmm. like knowing how sensitive everything already was, I'm like, what am I going to do? I'm like, this is the end. This is it. Like but you always pull through. Of course, like the cameras were on and you're like, and like you obviously were amazing.
Yeah, I was bawling my eyes out 10 minutes before this podcast, but look at me now. No, I'm just kidding.
It was a hard time for sure. Like
it was in that time.
Yeah, and seeing you right after the show and stuff, like for sure we could see how difficult
that was. A mess.
Well, it's you go through so much and so little sleep and so much travel.
Even guys who and I can speak to this because I was a contestant on The Bachelor and The Bachelorette or on The Bachelor, and guys who are on The Bachelorette, even if you're there for 3 weeks, it does something to you and you change and you go through a lot and you've opened up your world to the public and something happens where you can't explain it until you've done it. And people think you are a character on a TV show when you are a real human being, and real human beings sometimes don't feel like they can do it in their day, but you have to do it.
Yeah.
And so I got to that point with you in Toronto and that had a lot to do with you being my cheerleader.
Well, it was just, and it's just interesting because we just had another Toronto trip. So this is like fast forward pretty much a year and a half later.
Yes.
And it was honestly, night like, sometimes and day. I do feel like, I'm like, oh my gosh, it's like, I feel like I'm your mom sometimes.
I know. Well, you kind of are. You're like, well,
like you're a work mom.
You're my work mom. You're my work mom.
And it was just so amazing to see you just like so prepared. You were on time. Like, I remember we waited half an hour when it was 2 years ago in Toronto. Like, we're wearing half an hour to 45 minutes because you, it was so early. You needed to finish getting ready. Mm-hmm. Here, you're like in the lobby before everyone. Yeah. You are like on.
I had memorized my stuff.
Everything. You were so ready. And then you're like, you know, I just don't think I want to go for dinner tonight. Let's just go for a spin and then a healthy bite. And I'm like, what?
Yeah, because like, before is... I was like, let's go numb my feelings with alcohol.
Like, we need to go to Cactus
I'm like,
Club.
I need to go drink. And this time I was like, hey, let's go to a spin class and let's go have like a smoothie after. And then tomorrow we can have a couple patio drinks and be well rested for our flight tomorrow.
No, it was amazing. And you're like, and by the way, your flight is at 7:10 a.m. Yeah. And mine is at 8:40. I'm like, I actually feel like almost the roles have been reversed. Like, you know more than I do.
I really have grown a lot in that way. But it's so funny just because I really did not know what the hell I was doing or what I was getting myself into or how to navigate the world of like being on and making money. Like, it just didn't make sense to me. And I don't think any like producers or people who run the Bachelor, Bachelorette listen to this podcast, but I should apologize to them because I was late all the time.
You should.
No, I remember there's one girl, SJ. That girl works her boobs off. Nobody knows who she is, and she is like the backbone, and she does so much, and she would... I remember, I think she really got along with Andy and liked Andy because Andy was very, like, punctual. Always on time, punctual. Yeah. She was there and she was ready and she knew what she was doing and she was organized, where I was like, yeah, I can't get out of bed today.
Because you love bed.
Yeah, because I love sleeping.
Yeah.
And I do feel like that was actually something that pissed off that a lot of people in the crew because, you know, I'm making camera people wait and I was still a little bit selfish in that time and not understanding what goes into that show for me. And that I was the lead of this show, and unfortunately, if I wasn't ready, the show did not happen.
Yeah,
and I feel kind of bad about that now, but
it's because now you know what it takes. You've been on the other side and you understand. And I think a lot of people in your audience doesn't know, they don't realize how much work goes into everything that you do.
Because it just seems like such a fun life. Be the Bachelorette. Wow. Dreams. That's what dreams are made of for some people. But
now you have this whole brand. You have your website. Now you have a podcast and you're recording a song. And is there any chance you can sing like one little bit of it? That was my goal
from
the
beginning.
The first one.
I don't even... Oh, raise a few eyebrows.
Yes. Just like one little sentence. Like, you haven't even given anyone a sneak peek, and your voice is amazing. It's just a sneak peek. do it. Come on.
Okay, I'll do it at the end.
Okay. Sounds good. Get your vocals ready. Get your vocals ready. Because the first time I listened to it, I was like... This
what if
crazy.
I just played a little snippet from my phone so I don't feel so nervous?
Okay, do that because it is. I was so proud when I heard that. I couldn't believe it.
I feel like
I have actually like played it for a few people.
Have
I don't
you?
Know if that was allowed or not, but
well,
I'm like,
not
listen
really, but...
to this. Okay, I'm telling you now.
It is really crazy though because. You know, I obviously have been like somewhat bitter towards the show because I do think I was put through a really rough time. Mm-hmm. But also, I don't speak enough about my appreciation of where it's gotten to me now because I wouldn't be with Sean and where I am without it. But at the same time, it damaged my soul. So it's like, you know, but you can't get to good places in your life without going through some really hard times. And now I have to remind myself and pinch myself so many times. Like, I will start crying. I have got such a good man in my life. Mm-hmm. And I do feel like the way I was raised has a lot to do with the expectations that I have and just everything I've gone through in my life to get to where I am and go through what I've been through, that Sean is so worth it. I've never had someone love me like that in my life and felt the same way back. Mm-hmm. it's just like now I'm in Nashville, like singing and writing music if I want to, and having a podcast and having a platform and having a voice. And I am so, so appreciative and so thankful for the people in my life, including you, and just everything you've done for me, and getting me to where I am is wild.
Well, again, going with the sayings, and I don't know sayings. So what is that saying that says, like, the hardest or the things that are the most worth it?
Or I don't even know. Real inspirational, Cleo.
Wow.
What? I am moved to tears.
I can't believe I even tried that. Every time you try a saying,
try again.
Bomb it.
What is it?
No, but I don't even know. But it is true. Like, the things that are the hardest in life are the most rewarding.
Yes.
And that's where you have to, I'm sure, like, the show made you have to, like,
dive deep. Use take two.
I can edit this, right? Yeah. I'm going to be like, please cut.
But no, you're right. And that's, I really believe that same thing that I've talked about on so many podcasts, just like, where you have to go. All the girls that are listening that are in their 20s and think life's hard, I thought my life was so hard in like the 10th grade.
Yeah.
I was like, how am I ever going to get through this heartbreak? And I'm like, what was his last name again? Like, I hope people know that life only gets so much better when you work for things and when you've been through things. And
well, we've both now joined the 30 Club, and apparently now we are much wiser.
I am so wise.
I still feel like I'm 25, but
yeah,
we are. But I would say we're quite wise. Okay. Like, we went for spin and healthy bite in Toronto.
Here's a little snippet. No, that's, wow, that is.
That's the other one. It. No.
Is this it?
Brace yourself, everyone, because I was blown away.
Okay, here we go. I've never done this before. Wait, I have to pause. Do you know that I've never done this before?
I know.
I've never really given out a snippet of my own voice saying, and you're making me do this
right
now.
It was my goal, and I thought it was going to be harder, but this is awesome.
You are so my manager, mom. Okay, here we go.
Yeah.
This song I co-wrote with Jennifer. Oh my God, I almost said the wrong name. Jennifer Denmark. Who else wrote with Kesey Timmer, I think? Wrote this one.
On this one?
Who are writers for Kelsey Ballerini, and they're freaking incredible people. It blows my mind. I went in there and I'm like, I really want to have some input. I really want to have a voice in this song. I don't want to just be this girl who comes off a reality show and thinks I can write music.
Mm-hmm.
And we just had a blast writing.
Scandalous.
Okay, that's all you get.
I love it.
Yeah, it's so much fun. I mean, I am in my happy place when I am writing music with people who know what they're doing. I'm in Nashville. I'm in the right spot. I love going into a studio and recording and hearing it back and hearing what I need to do better and working at it. And I feel like singing has always been something that I've really enjoyed since a young age. I used to stand on my, like, kitchen... like, my family would be sitting around for dinner, and I'd stand on the chair and sing O Canada for them before dinner or, like, before a hockey game, and I would go for it. Like, I'm talking six – no, actually, you know what? I learned how to sing O Canada when I was, like, 2, and there's a video of me singing O Canada, and I would shake my head and go, O Canada, and, like, try and make my voice shake as, like, a young girl. Oh. We stand on God for D. And I would
be the cutest ever.
And my parents would go, yay. Oh my gosh, my mom is FaceTiming me right now. Let's tell her in the middle of a podcast.
Yes.
Mom, literally in the middle of a podcast right now.
Oh, say hi to everybody.
It's Cleo.
Hi, how are you?
Hi. You're on the mic. Don't say anything dumb. Are you having fun?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I love it.
I'll call you later. I love you.
Okay, bye.
Hey, I said I love you.
I said I love you too.
Okay, bye.
She is the cutest.
I can't wait
to have her.
I haven't
seen her since Mexico.
I can't wait to have her a guest on the podcast.
Yes, when are you going to have her as a guest?
We're going to get a couple whiskeys flowing in the old Lester B.
Oh,
it's going to be good.
So good. She's the cutest ever. I haven't seen her since Mexico.
She's such a treat. Mm-hmm. Such a treat. Anyways.
Well, by the way, thank you for sharing that song.
Well, thank you for making me.
Yeah, because I feel like you're just too hard on yourself when it comes to singing. And you're amazing.
You know, I talked about this in the last podcast with being vulnerable. And to me, that is just singing. Like, okay, don't like me for who I am, whatever. But then when I put myself out there to sing for somebody, I'm like, oh gosh,
you're putting yourself out there.
Because you know, also people aren't going to like it, and that's part of it. Not everybody's going to like your voice.
But
especially if you come off a reality show and everyone's like, oh, do you think just because you have followers or you went on a reality show, you think you can sing?
Well, yeah, people might not know the backstory. I know that this has been a passion of yours since you were younger. But you need to keep working on that music, and I'm going to push you because I want this album to come out. Have you even started your third song?
Yep.
Okay, mm-hmm. Good.
Yep, I'm on song number 3.
Good, 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 good. Everyone on social media, write to Caitlin, be like, get on it.
Okay.
So like that, we can all download it.
You know, there's so many things. There's the movement with Reelstagram and Instagram and
having a platform and building a business, and
there's the singing and there's my podcast. And again, going back to the traveling, we do so many, like I've been to Mexico. I've done the Mexico all-inclusive resorts. I've done Hawaii. But next up on our list, we really want to do something eye-opening in the travel world and do something that kind of opens our eyes and is a culture shock where we can help somebody.
Yeah.
And I know that you have just recently went to Colombia.
Yes.
What were you doing there?
Okay, I know I haven't even told you about this yet.
I can't wait to hear about it.
So I just went to Colombia, and I'm the same. Like, I know we've talked about this, and the amount of times that we've been like, oh, it'd be so good to go somewhere to build a home. But the reality of it is it's just been so busy, and it's always pretty far away. Mm-hmm. And then there's this opportunity to go to Colombia and help build a house for a family in need. Mm-hmm. And I got the message seeing if I wanted to go, and I'm like, yes. Like, there's no more putting this on the back burner.
Right.
Like, I need to do this. And it's with this organization. They're called Journey, and they partner with another organization down in South America called Techo.
Mm-hmm.
And they bring, there was about, I believe, 60 or 70 of us from, mostly from the States, and then us Canadians. And we went down and we helped build a house, and it was in the slums of Colombia. It was just outside of Cartagena, and it was really an insane experience. And I know I was there, and I was like, this is what Caitlin's been talking about for the last 2 years. So I'm going to make sure that we plan this trip for you because it's amazing.
I bet it's so humbling and so makes you come back and just appreciate everything that you have, which I love circumstances where you appreciate what you have and who you are and how lucky you are, and also feel like you helped somebody out of it.
Yeah, and to be able to share that experience and build the home with the person that's going to be living in it is so – you really get to see how you're impacting someone else's life.
And tell me, do they care about Instagram?
I don't know if I saw anyone down there with their phones, actually.
Yeah, I believe that.
And it's just – it was very interesting being in the slums of Colombia and seeing how these people live. And you first get there, and it was – obviously your heart just starts to break, and you're like, I can't even imagine ever living in these conditions.
Because you don't even realize, you're like, I see it on TV, but does that really happen? And it takes you being in that moment and really feeling that happens, that you're so lucky and that people actually live like this and you don't realize it until you're in it.
Yeah, you don't. And it's interesting though, because there was so many little kids running around and they all had smiles on their face. And after, like, I was very shocked to see how it all became so normal very quickly. Mm-hmm. And I think that I realized that that's their normal.
Right.
And they really appreciate family and being together. And
just so incredible, because
it's incredible.
They don't have much, but they have family and they have loved ones and people they care about. And that becomes all that matters. And I think in our world, we definitely forget to appreciate people in our lives.
For sure.
And I think it's so important to take a step back or do trips like that to really appreciate what you have and who's in your life. And like, you must have, you those eyes must have seen some shit.
Oh, yeah. Like, I will warn you, it's definitely, you have to mentally prepare. It was harder than I could have ever imagined. I was going into it knowing that it was going to be a hard experience, but it was like 10 times harder than that. Mm-hmm. And I think it didn't help. Like, for sure, when we got there, Journey, they'd already done about 10 trips, and they said, this is the hardest terrain and the hardest trip we've ever done. None of us finished the home after 2 days. We did work with Colombian volunteers, so they finished the homes after. But we got there, and it was just a big pile of dirt, garbage, and rocks. And we had just like metal steel bar, and we had to break these rocks. And our team was very woman heavy, and
love it.
Oh yeah, we were there. But at the end of the day, you know, I feel like a few extra men could have helped us.
Yeah, of course.
So we were a little bit behind, and we had this. All of a sudden, this like he's like 6'4". This massive guy comes and he's like, you know, doesn't even ask us if we needs help. He picks up these tools and starts like helping us. And we really were so behind. And he helped us get so much further.
And this is just some random
guy. And I didn't know what his story was. So we go back the next day, and sure enough, he's there again. And I found out later that he lived in the slums as well. He's part of the community. Mm-hmm. And he got his wife to bring over popsicles, juices, like all day. Aww. They were coming to see like what we needed. And I was like, this is unbelievable, because
you're there to see what they need, but here they are with nothing trying to see what you need.
Yeah. And actually what I did is he was there. He spent his whole weekend. It was a Saturday and Sunday. Spends his whole weekend helping us. And he recruited one of his other friends, and they were the gods to us, because we're like, oh, they were beasts. Like, they were so strong. And then I started being like, you know what? I think that they want money. I'm like, you know, they're probably expecting us to pay. Right. So I start going to talk to everyone in our group. I'm like, hey, like, what did you guys bring here? Let's round up some money and give it to him for at the end, you know, because I felt so appreciative and felt like that's what they wanted.
Right.
But I talked to the organization. We rounded up some money, talked to the organization, and I asked, I'm like, is it all right to give them this money? And they're like, you know, we prefer you not, because we don't want them to expect this.
Right.
So I was like, actually, at the end of the day, almost didn't want to go up and say bye, because I almost felt embarrassed that we weren't giving them anything. Mm-hmm. And but I'm like, no, I have to. And I squeezed him. I gave him this big hug. And I'm like, thank you so much. Like, we could not have done this without you. And like, looked at him, because we were speaking Spanish.
Of course.
And then after Nadine was after me, who I went with, and she said that he started tearing up and he started crying. Honestly, I didn't even think a man like this could cry. Like, he started crying and tearing up. And that made me tear up when I heard that, because I'm like, that's crazy. Mm-hmm. And the leader of this organization said, she's like, you know, for them, they actually can't believe and they can't wrap their heads that people from other countries are coming to their community to help them out. Like, to them, that's unbelievable. Yeah. So they're like, this is our duty to help, because they're coming from another country. It was unbelievable. And I know Sean as well is very, very passionate about helping others. And I know you guys are going to just enjoy this experience so much. But we were in the 32 degrees sun.
Yeah. Wait, you have to do that in Fahrenheit for...
Oh.
That's probably like 95.
Okay, maybe around 95.
Yeah.
We'd been working all day. You're just sweating. And then we're sleeping on the school floor with no showers. And we had to do it again the next day. And so you have to prepare yourself, but I know you're going to love it.
Yes, I would definitely have to prepare myself. But at the same time, like, that sounds so incredible to me, because it's those moments when you really make yourself uncomfortable that you, again, appreciate things. Like, when I did the sleep out for the Covenant House and slept in a back alley with a cardboard box and a sleeping bag, and Sean missed his flight. I'm not still mad about that.
But he redeemed himself.
No, he was... Oh, he totally redeemed himself. He
the
slept.
Cutest
he
thing
slept
ever.
On his friend's driveway just so I wasn't alone, and he was in Connecticut and I was in
Canada.
That's
when I knew you found the right guy.
Oh, he's so good. Mm-hmm. What he really is just
such a gem.
Gem.
Canadian word. Gem.
But really putting yourself out there and doing things that make you uncomfortable. We inspire.
Oh, I don't know. What are you going to say?
That's not what I meant to say. Encourage is what I meant to say. Other people to do that with any kind of situation that you can. Like, even if you don't have a platform, if you just can do something that helps others and you put yourself in a situation where it's uncomfortable for you and it helps others, it's so rewarding.
It really is. Ugh. And it was, and you know what, I think it almost like there was a moment for me where it came full circle, like seeing this plastic. The plastic was actually almost the hardest thing for us to get through, to dig these holes for the beams, mm-hmm. like the wood beams. And that's when I'm like, wow, like we really do have to be conscious of what we're doing to this environment, mm-hmm. because when you have to, when you realize that some people that have nothing have to get through that, mm-hmm. and then you're like, just like, we need to be conscious.
Gosh, you're such a good person.
Oh, no.
You are. You're just so, I'm so glad we got to do this podcast and people could know why I am, where I am, and who you are.
No, that's all you.
No, gosh, stop it.
I am so proud of you, though. It's been such a good
journey.
Well,
I'm proud of you, too, and thankful for you. And, you know, I'm going to make myself uncomfortable and tell you how.
I'm just kidding. I'm like, well, what?
I'm just kidding. But I do really appreciate you. And I appreciate you coming on the podcast and sharing your stories. And even if they're ones that were of me being a crybaby. But I do. I love sharing those stories. And I love sharing situations where you don't really see those sides of Caitlin. And
no, it's the journey.
It's the journey.
Yeah. And Caitlin's journey. Beaner's journey.
That's what this podcast should be all about, is sharing the things that you don't see on social media.
Yeah.
You come to the podcast to hear it.
Exactly. I still challenge you, next time you're crying, just Insta story.
Yeah, I've done it once.
Oh, have you? I missed that one.
Yeah, I did it once. But okay, so basically let's get back to Flock, just so before we end the podcast. So if people want to download the app.
Yes. So you can go on the iTunes store and look Flock Ride Sharing, and you can download there and sign up.
Perfect.
Yeah.
That's easy.
Or you can
I was waiting for more. I'm like,
or you can just go on weflock.com and you can click on the download there.
Perfect. And then after, I mean, I really believe that at some point in the near future, Sean and I will go to Columbia and do what you suggest. And then we can podcast after and talk about our experience.
Oh, you have to. Yes. For sure. And I actually did hear that you and Tara Thompson were potentially thinking of taking a road trip from Nashville to Vancouver. Uh-huh. No, was it Nashville to Calgary? Because her best friend lives in Calgary. Yeah.
Cowtown.
So I challenge you to
flock.
To find a few flockers.
It's a great idea. That's a long journey.
Oh, that's a long journey.
That's a long haul.
You better like them.
Yeah, I was going to say, those people, they better be cool.
They better like you guys singing country music.
Because that's like a 6-day drive. That's amazing. Well, I hope that it already has taken off, but I hope it just is complete success for you, because you deserve it. It's such a cool idea. And it saves the world.
It saves the world. And let's just all get to know each other.
Can you say your name one more time for me?
Oh my. Yeah, Cleo de la Llave.
Again.
Okay. Cleo de la Llave.
Oh. And again, Cleo's single.
No.
I think we already discovered that I don't really have a big male following.
But ladies, I am single.
Yeah, but ladies, she does like options. Thank you so much, Cleo.
I was going more so like if they have good guy friends.
Oh.
But
yeah.
But that too. Sorry.
Oh, yeah, me too. Just kidding. Thank you so much for being a guest. I'm so glad we could drink rosé and chat and, you know, just give the world a little piece of Clee.
Cheers.
Cheers to a little piece of Clee.
Love you, Beans.
You know what? This is perfect timing. It's my last sip of rosé.
Me too. Last sip. Meant to be.
Oh, my goodness. And guess what? It's not even 2 p.m.
Time to call this a wrap.
Ew. Oh, gosh. Thank you guys for listening. If you don't want to miss an episode, go to... I was going to say authofine.com. That's a lie. Go to podcastone.com. Download the Podcast One app or subscribe on Apple Podcasts. Leave a rating. Leave a review. I don't care if it's good or bad. Just leave one.
Off the Vine.
I like to have constructive criticism. Oh, there he is. Rick came out to play. Okay, everybody. I'm Caitlin Bristow, and I will see you next Tuesday.
Woo!
That's a wrap. Everybody on the floor, nice work.
Thanks for listening to Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow. Download or listen to new episodes every Tuesday on the Podcast One app, or subscribe on Apple Podcasts or at podcastone.com. And don't forget to rate, review, and share.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Off the Vine. Before we go, I wanted to tell you that TrueCar isn't just for new cars. You can use TrueCar to find a used car too. In fact, there are over 700,000 pre-owned vehicles available from TrueCar certified dealers nationwide. Whether you're looking to buy a new or used, you can get upfront pricing information that empowers discounts off the list price for used cars and a better buying experience through our TrueCar certified dealer network. You'll see what other people paid for the car you want, so you can know what a fair price is. With TrueCar, you can connect with a local certified dealer of your choosing so you can easily find the new or used car you want. Once you register, you'll see a real price on actual inventory. This is competitive pricing offered to you only by a TrueCar certified dealer for an actual vehicle on their lot, so you know you're getting the car you want, not the one you weren't promised. Over 3 million cars have been sold to TrueCar users by over 13,000 TrueCar certified dealers. When you're ready to buy a new or used car, visit TrueCar to enjoy a more confident car buying experience. Some features not available in all states.
Hey, have you heard? Podcast One has a whole bunch of awesome new shows filled with big names that are waiting for you on our brand new, amazing app.
This one's a game changer.
There's Norman Lear talking to Amy Poehler, Julia Louis-Dreyfus, and Charles Barkley. Geffen Playhouse Unscripted with Bryan Cranston, Josh Gad, and soon, Neil Patrick Harris.
Nice.
OC Real Housewife Heather Dubrow's World. Lady Gang's Three Mimosa Podcast with Leah Michelle, Nelly Furtado, Elle King, and more.
Plus, every episode of The Adam Carolla Show, Dan Patrick, and Rich Eisen.
And if you like what happens in the ring, we've got Steve Austin, Chris Jericho, Chael Sonnen, and a whole bunch more.
So download our one-of-a-kind new app and see for yourself.
Go to the App Store, Google Play, or download it now at podcastone.com.
Okay, you know, I can't keep a secret. Depends what it is, but most of the time, no. Or a deal to myself, which is why I'm going to tell you the best place to find spring savings, Ross. Okay, you'll find huge deals on all the latest spring trends because when you find brand names for 20 to 60% off department store prices, you're definitely finding your next favorite outfit. Trust me, you do not want to miss out on these deals on your favorite tops. And it's spring, so, you know, Ross has savings on sundresses. And you can shop your spring style with brand names, sandals for less. And with these savings, you're going to want to get a handle on these handbags. Get outside this spring with savings on the outdoor tableware. And let's not forget about the guys, okay? There are plenty of great deals on men's shirts and more. Seriously, just visit your nearest Ross and see for yourself. Believe me, your wallet will thank you. So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross.